One of the dinim in Hilchos Tzedakah is the dinei kedima when it comes to the distribution of tzedakah. What's the order of precedence? What's the hierarchy when it comes to distributing and donating tzedakah to the aniyim? So the pasuk in Dvarim, Parshas Re'eh, in Perek Tezvov, pasuk Zayin says, Ki yiyeh b'cha evyoy mi'achad achecho b'achad she'arecha ba'artzcha asher Hashem l'kecha noisein loch lo'isa'ametz es levovcha v'lo'isikbois es yodcha mi'achicha evyoy. So this pasuk describes the mitzvah of tzedakah, and the Sefri darshans from the words of this pasuk the order of kedima when it comes to distributing mois tzedakah to aniyim. Says the Sefri in the Psikta Kufte Zayin, Evyoin, when it says in the pasuk Evyoin Toav Koidim, someone who's hungry comes first. Achicha. Achicha ze achicha me avicha kishu oimer me echad achecha melamish achicha me avicha koidim lachicha me mecha. So the first thing, the first din is your brother comes first before anyone else, and says the Sifri, your brother from your father comes before your brother from your mother. So achicha me avicha has precedence over achicha me yimecha. Says the Sifri, v'ayta ba'achas she'arecha, when it says ba'achas she'arecha in the pasuk, that teaches us, yoshvei irecha koidmin l'yoshvei iracheretz. The inhabitants of your city has precedence over the inhabitants of other cities, and therefore you're supposed to give someone from your town, who's an ani, tzedakah, before giving to someone who comes from a different town. So first comes your family, then comes L'chayra Yoshvei Ircha, and then the Sifri Darshan's Ba'artzicha Yoshvei Ha'aretz Kaidim L'Yoshvei Chutz La'aretz. That giving Aniyim in Eretz Yisrael money has precedence over giving Aniyim in Chutz La'aretz money. So we find the Din Kedima from giving the money to Aniyim in Eretz Yisrael over Chutz La'aretz, and also we have, as mentioned first by the Sifri, to give tzedakah to the people from your town before giving to people from other towns. Now, this is a fascinating passage in the Tanna de Be'elio that actually has a mashmois that would really blow your mind, and that is in Perek Chavov, in Tanna de Be'elio, where he says, Ha keitzad im yesh lo odam mzoynos b'soich beisai. Says the Tanna de Be'elio, what's the order of precedence, the din kedima when it comes to distributing tzedakah? First, support your parents. Okay, that makes sense. So your parents come first. And if there's leftover money, your brothers and your sisters. Vim hoiser yifarnes bnei mishpachtoi, and if there's leftover from the parnasa that you're going to provide for your brothers and your sisters, you give to the bnei mishpacha. Vim hoiser yifarnes bnei shchunasoi, and if there's leftover money, you give to the members of your neighborhood. Vim hoiser yifarnes bnei mavishloi mikan ve'ilach yir b'tzedakim shar bnei yisro. There's a little bit of a mashmois from the Tanna de Be'elio that giving tzedakah to your siblings actually comes before giving tzedakah to your grown-up children, right? First it says, Oviv Imoy, in the Tanna de Be'elio. Then it says, Echov V'ach Yosef. And then it says, Bnei Beisoy, Bnei Mishpachtoy. Which is a little bit mashma that Echov V'ach Yosef, your brother and your sister, comes before Bnei Mishpachtoy. Which, L'chayro, would be a Pella. L'maisa L'halach, we don't paskin like this implication. The Ramos says, Mefurish and Hilchos Tzedakah, that your adult children come before your siblings, kavachaymer, your children who are actually still living by you. But even if they're adult children, they're not living by you, they still have precedence according to la halacha lemaisa before your siblings. But lemaisa, that's the mashmos of the Tanna de Be'elio, that your siblings even come before bnei mishpachtoi. And this Ramo is brought in Hilchot Tzedakah Yaredeya Simin Reish Nun Aleph Siv Gimel, where the Shulchan Aruch says, where the Ramo says that first you give your parents Aviv Imoy Im Heimaniim, and then your children and then Achiv, and then your other Kroivim, and after your other Kroivim comes the Shechinim, your neighbors, and then comes Anshi Iroi, and Huadin, then all of the other Aniyim in Klal Yisrael. So again, there are more Paskins, your parents, your children, and then your brothers, and then your other Kroivim, then your Shechinim, then Anshi Iroi. And there's actually a fascinating machlokes in the Poskim. When you have two Aniyim who come to you, and one comes from Eretz Yisrael, and one comes from Anshe Ircha. So one comes from your city, he's a member of your own community, and the second person comes from Eretz Yisrael, who has precedence, who has Kedima. The Bach says something that L'chayr would be Pashup Shat, and the Bach says, Ircha comes before Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because in the Sifri, when the Sifri is darshaning the Pasuk, the Kedima presented with respect to giving to the members of your city before any other city is listed before the Kedima given to members of Eretz Yisrael who are living in Eretz Yisrael before people who live in Chutz La'aretz. And therefore, since the Kedima of Anshe Ircha is listed before the Kedima of Anshe Eretz Yisrael, says the Bach, if you have a choice, give to someone from Eretz Yisrael, or give to someone from your community, you give to someone from your community, because your community is listed before the Kedima about Eretz Yisrael. However, the Pa'as HaShulchan from Rabbi Shklov, Rabbi Yisrael Shklov, who's the Talmud of the Vilna Gaon, he, in his Sefer Pa'as HaShulchan, disagrees with the Bach, and he holds that the Kedima given to Anshe Eretz Yisrael comes even before Anshe Ircha, and it comes even before members of your own community. And one of his reasons for this psak is that he says it's a svara. When you give tzedakah to someone who lives in Eretz Yisrael, you're mekayim two distinct mitzvahs. Number one, you're providing a parnosan, you're providing tzedakah for an oni. Number two, you're being mekayim yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And since you're contributing two separate outcomes, two separate toitzois from your tzedakah, that has kedima over giving to someone who comes from Anshe Ircha, which is a very nice thing, but it doesn't have that second aspect of being mekayim the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Memela, Rabbi Yisrael Shklov, in the Sefer Path HaShulchan, holds that Anshe Eretz Yisrael comes even before Anshe Ircha, not like the Bach. So the Bach holds that Avada Anshe Ircha comes before Anshe Yisrael, and that's Pashup Shat. I think that's Mestama how most Pleiskim would Paskin La'alocha La'maisa. And the Pashup Shulchan holds no, Anshe Eretz Yisrael comes even before Anshe Ircha. The question that many Pleiskim grapple with is how we define Anshe Ircha. What does it mean Anshe Ircha? So there's a tshuva from the Re'im in Simen Nun Gimel, which is actually brought down in the Knesset HaGdolah. And the Mizrahi, Relio Mizrahi, in the tshuvas Re'im, says a very interesting chiddush. And he says that when you come to the Seder HaKedima in Hilchot Tzedakah, and it says that you're supposed to give Anshe Ircha, the members of your city, before giving Tzedakah to the members of a different city, he says, your kehila is your city. Your community, the people that you have a shaykhis to, the people that you live with, that's considered Anshe Ircha. And that is the kedima being referred to in the Sifri when it says that you're supposed to give tzedakah to Anshe Ircha before you give tzedakah to Anshe Iracheres. And the truth is that Reb Chaim Volozhiner as well is brought down as saying that Aniye Ircha does not mean literally members of your city. Rather, it means members of your community. If, let's say, you're a person who's part of a certain sect of Hasidus, it means giving tzedakah to that member of Hasidus. And even if the members of your Hasidus perhaps would come from a different city, they have kedima mitzad din of Anshe Ircha, because Anshe Ircha means your community, the people who you are living with, the people who you are associating with. And therefore, it not necessarily means people who live in your city, it means people from your community. And therefore, let's say you're, Lubavitch, and someone from Lubavitch comes to you for tzedakah and he doesn't live in your particular city, he still would have a din kadima mitzad aniya ircha. That's the chiddush of some poiskim. Again, the Mizrahi says this, Reb Chaim Volozhiner says this, and some other poiskim. Others disagree. Others hold, no. Aniya ircha means kipshutai, members of your city and not members of a different city. And even if they're from the same community, perhaps, the same sect of Hasidus, perhaps, but if they're from a different city, they don't have this din kadima of anshei ircha. Lemaisa, in the Sefer Shari Tzedek, he suggests that even the Re'im that says that there's a special kadima to your community members doesn't mean to negate the din kadima of your city when it comes to geographically defining your city. And he explains that the Mizrahi is just saying that there's a special din kadima to members of your community, and members of your community come before the members of your city that you have no shaykhis with, that you have no association with. But Avada, once you give to the members of your community, then Avada, there is a din kadima to members of your city, even if you have no shaykhis them, before giving to members of a different city. That's how he learns up the Mizrahi, that even the Mizrahi also agrees that there is a din kadima to members of your city, even if you have no shaykhis to them, as long as you first are makdim members of your community and not stam people who have no shaykhis to. Other poskim learn the Mizrahi differently. Other poskim understand the Mizrahi is saying that there is no bechlal din ir when it comes to aniya ircha. Rather, we look at your community members, the people who you have an association with, and we don't at all look at the geographical location that you are residing in. So that is a machlekes apoiskin, but halach lemaisa, according to most poiskin, we assume like the Bach, that however we define anche ircha would pashtos have din kadima even before members from Eretz Yisrael.